Locker room chats continue here on KMZA, sticking with Centralia. Chance to talk boys basketball now with their head coach, Cole Alderfer. It is brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, and Wenklin Oil Company. Coach, team starts with a tough one against Hanover, 63-41. Wildcats get the win on Tuesday night. What were some of the overall takeaways from that game?
We got a lot of work to do. We played really well, so we thought, you know, during the game, in that first half. And, you know, afterwards, you upload film and you take a look at it real quick and you kind of look at some certain possessions and you realize that we weren't doing, you know, anything we had practiced. So, you know, for us to be in the game, down one at halftime was good for us and for the guys because, you know, we focused a lot on the defensive side of things early. In our practices last week and it chilled there. The guys' effort was there and we competed. We just had a bad third quarter and that's kind of what doomed us.
I can't even imagine what it's like, you know, being a coach at that level. You're so invested and there's a lot of things going on throughout the course of the game. You know, when you take a game like that, a loss against a very good team, you see it from a certain perspective when you're on the sideline. But then when you go back and watch film, do you catch a lot of things that maybe you didn't notice from actually calling it as it was going on? Or, you know, as you kind of watch the film of really any game, I mean, how much do you maybe pick up on that you might have missed before?
Oh, quite a bit, actually. That's why coaches watch a lot of film and try to diagnose things. And, we see things during the game, but, you know, it's a different perspective where, you know, the filmer's at. And, it gives us, I try to watch it after a game, you know, a little bit of it and get a game plan going into the next day's practice and kind of fix some of those things. But, yeah, it's definitely helpful.
Brock Reinecke was the lone player in double figures for you against Hanover. He had 11. What did you like about his game?
He was very physical, and we, Coach Talley and myself love that about him. And he presents different challenges for defenses. You know, he can shoot the ball and he's physical inside and he finishes well around the rim and rebounds and he was a sixth man last night. So, he finished the season last year just the way he started the season this year. So, you know, we're excited to keep him on the floor.
You stay at home on Friday this week, but another tough one with Nemaha Central coming into town. The Thunder, they're off to a 2-0 start. They're a ranked team in Class 2A, a couple impressive wins for them against St. Mary's on Tuesday and then Friday in their opener at Perry Lecompton. You know, what do you know about Nemaha Central to this point and what kind of ball game and atmosphere can you expect this week?
Just from I haven't seen anything on this year, but as far as the past stuff goes, you know, they're really athletic with McWilliams and the Beck twins and they're well coached, Coach Thomas, and I know they like to get up and down the floor and use their length and athleticism to their advantage, and they typically shoot the ball pretty well from the outside. So, we'll definitely have our hands full, but you know, for us, it's a process, and as long as the kids understand that, you know, we got to get things right now, and hopefully they pay off in the end.
Cole Alderfer, the Centralia boys basketball coach, joining us here on our Locker Room Chats, presented by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, and Wanklin Oil Company. His team looking to bounce back with Nemaha Central on Friday at home, a game you can hear right here on KMZA. Coach, thanks for the time as always, and we'll see you on Friday.
I appreciate it. Sounds good, buddy.